Track 4, Galtina of Wyndham. Galtina has a little medley of stories for us this time, ranging from her first experience of air travel to little Billy's disconcerting experience at the doctor's. So here she is.
How are you together? I said Galtina again. February, here we are. That's my birthday month, you know. I ain't got to tell you how old I am, but I'm 61. And I remember boy David, my husband, taking me abroad for my 50th. Do you know what? I'd never been up, well, yet had he. We'd never been on a plane afore. And we went to Corfu from Norwich. And I got on a plane and I said to him, talk about something, just talk about anything. I was so nervous. That was awful. I didn't know what to do myself. He said, don't you worry, girl, we'll be all right. Well, the plane started to move and I said, I don't know what all the squit is about. I said, that's all right. He said, we ain't even took off yet. We're just going along the runway. Oh, I tell you what, that opened my eyes. Anyway, he took me abroad for my 50th and we'd never been afore. And just typical for us, that was raining when we got there. We didn't know what to do. We had to go and buy an umbrella and there we stood. And I thought, well, how are we going to get to the hotel? All of a sudden, this little old bloke come along. He said, European? European? I said, I don't think so, mate. I think you'll find us the water dripping off me umbrella. Anyway, even when I was abroad, they knew I'd come from Norfolk. That's a rum, isn't it? I was glad to get home, though, because I had to take poor little old Billy to the doctors. You know about poor little old Billy, my mate Billy. And that was ever so funny, because that was one of them doctors where you go in and you had to wait. Well, normally you had to make an appointment, but you had to wait at the time. And because we get in, there was no one else there. So I say, bless me, Billy, we're all right. You'll probably be next. So we sit down, and as we did, this little old girl with a baby come in. She sit right opposite me and Billy. And cuss, she started breastfeeding this little old baby. Bless Billy didn't like that. He stood up and he looked out the window. He was looking the other way. And as he stood up and looked, the doctor opened his door. So cuss this here young girl, she say, you're next, Billy. He say, no, thank you. He said, I had a cup of tea afore I come out. That was a rum un. That's a funny little old doctor. He always have a laugh with Billy, he do. But little old Billy, you know, he's just like his cousin, old boy Ernie. I'll tell you about him. He's a rum un, is boy Ernie, but he got a heart of gold and allus sport a dewdrop on his nose without a cold. His checkered hat's lopsided, his jacket's old and brown, his braces are pulled up to stop his pants a coming down. You'll see him in the summer, when the rest have shed their coats, the one still with his trousers tucked in his welly boots. He loves to have a mardlin, most of who he meet, hear tales of him and farm life, top and tail and sugar beet. He loved to do his garden and traipse round in the mud. You'll hear about his runner beans and who've grown the biggest spud. He has a tot of whiskey each morning put in his tea, and he don't often ail much, or so that seem to be. Now don't we love our Ernie, and we all know him so well, a true old Norfolk gentleman with the same old tales to tell. Cheerio.
Thank you, Tina. Your fertile imagination knows no bounds.